I'm not the, I don't organize that.
Okay. So, any plans this year, if you have?
Well, I suppose there would be, but I don't know what they are, and we haven't had our AGM. Well, we have our AGM next week.
So you
So
have.
I mightn't even be secretary.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So, let me see here. Just one second. So you said you will be having a next meeting, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and how many team members do you have who like to travel or get away occasionally?
Oh, about 20, 25, I suppose.
25. All right, I'll take it as 25. That's a small people group, but then it's okay. So, what places, have your members already indicated in interest in visiting this year, Mary? Like Queensland, say New South Wales, or maybe
I were in New South Wales.
Oh, okay, yeah.
See, I don't know because I don't go anyway because I have problems. I can't get on the buses.
Okay.
I have problems with my knees.
Okay.
Might be better to ring up later when I know who's there.
Okay. So you said, let me just be very quick with you. We have some of the ideas that we have for you, including short range self-guided trips via bus or train with great value accommodation for 3 to 7 nights, and also day tours and at least one or two group dinners. So this type of trip can be done for, say, 40% to 60% less than trade through travels. So that saves a lot of money to you. Now, in your opinion, Mary, do you feel that some of your members might be open to doing smaller trips like this if they were very affordable?
Yeah, I suppose I would.
Okay. So let's say, where have your members been on group in the last few years?
Oh, golly.
Maybe, as you said, maybe in Northern Territory or Brisbane.
No, we haven't gone anywhere like that.
Oh, okay. All right. So it was just local trips, right? A couple of us, right? Okay. All right. So you're not sure about the what the members have indicated interest in visiting this year, as you said that you'll be doing it, you'll be deciding it next week.
Yeah, week after next.
Week
Yeah, week
after.
after next this year.
All right, let me just note it. So, how do you currently find out, what members are interested in doing?
Well, we've got a social committee, and they work out what it is, what they where they would like to go, or suggest to them.
Okay, got that. All right. So our research with Probus in regard to planning trip indicates the importance of really knowing what your members want. So that's the reason I ask you a question. So you said that maybe travel with questionnaires or so it's kind of email survey or you people are discussing at a meeting.
Well, that would be something that we bring up at the meetings.
Okay, that's really
And
cool.
then we suggest it to the members. We have a committee meeting and then we go to the suggested it to the members at the general meeting.
Oh, okay. So, Mary, working out the travel size that might suit your members, and it can be challenging because everyone's different. So some like fully structured tours like trade travel, others like, more flexibility and independence. So have you ever done a professional survey of members to find out more what types of trips they're interested in doing, like travel style or budget and so on?
No.
All right. Well, you see, Mary, the reason why I ask is because, email surveys are an extremely valuable tool. because they remove the guesswork out of the planning process. So the advantage to you is, you know, it's an easy way to get accurate input to help your plans. So in your having said that, in your opinion, Mary, do you feel that an email survey might be advantage of you?
There are what might be?
Do you feel that email survey might be of advantage to you?
Oh, could be.
Okay. All right. So from what you already know about your members want in regards to travel, Mary, so on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the highest, how important are the following, you know, like affordability, how would you like to give between the scale of, how much would you like to rate it between the scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest?
What do you want me to... their opinion?
Yeah, their opinion. In terms of affordability, how would you rate it in terms of your, you know, travel members?
Look, I don't really know.
All right, maybe, you know, you would like to give this affordability, say, 7 out of 10 or 8 out of 10.
Look, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to hang up.
I just have one question, Mary. Would you be open to receiving an open, you know, would you be open to receiving a proposal from our side? Just in case, you know, if you want to show it to your, if you want to present it to your committee members.
Oh, yes, it wouldn't hurt to send me something.
Yep, sure. May I have your email address, please?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, that's broken.
Oh, okay. So where do you want me to send you the information?
41 Oxford Street.
Okay.
Yamana Beach.
41 Oxford Street. Yamana Beach.
2257.
Okay. Wait, Mary. So thank you so much, and I'll definitely send you the information. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.